And finally, it's not every day that a classical pianist gets an audience in the billions. A young man named Lang Lang knows the feeling, though. He played the piano at the Beijing Olympics opening ceremony last year. Now the 26-year-old is one of the world's biggest music stars. But he started out small. The world's Alex Galifant has today's global hit.
Lang Lang's Chinese, but he says his first inspiration to play piano was American. The thunderbolt arrived when he was 2.5 years old, watching TV. It came in the form of a Tom and Jerry cartoon, the one where Tom, the cat, is a concert pianist.
First of all, I was really impressed by his outfit, the tuxedo with the tail. And it was unbelievable the way his finger moves. It was so fast and it was so interesting, especially when Jerry wakes up from the piano.
Jerry, the mouse, starts out sleeping inside the piano on the hammers.
And then they were like, start catching. You know. And the chasing part begins, and that was really stunning in a way. And I got so excited. So I saw there's a tiny little upright piano next to the television, and I was watching them running around like crazy. And then I start imitate. So I play like... Yeah, so that part was not pretty, but was my first inspiration.
Lang Lang was a quick study. He started lessons at 3, entered his first competition at 5. His parents played a big part. The Cultural Revolution had thwarted their own dreams, and so their ambitions were projected onto him.
Particularly my father, I mean, he had a big dream of being a great musician. Himself, he plays a Chinese violin called erhu, two-stringed. He just couldn't make it. There's many reasons. And when I was born, and he basically put all his dream into my life.
His father set strict timetables. There were hours of practice every day. But it was Lang Lang's own choice to pursue the goal of becoming a professional musician.
My parents were quite nice. And then when I decide that I like to be a pianist, then they become as pushy as possible.
Lang Lang was born in one of China's big industrial cities. His father took him to Beijing in search of success. It was tough.
Yeah, that was a really horrible time. When I turned 9, my father quit his job because he really believed that I will become a great pianist. And so my mom stayed at work, otherwise we will not have anything to live for.
Lang Lang missed his mother, and that emotion came out in his playing. At an international piano competition, he performed Chopin's Concerto No. 2. People around him said it was a mistake, that he was too young to play such an emotionally complex work. Lang Lang disagreed.
It's hard to understand why they don't like that idea, because, I mean, just listen to this for 13 years old. It's really hard to understand, which is, it's true. It's so romantic. So in the end, what I do is... My father told me, you know, think about your mom, the way you meet her, the way you're longing for her, and it worked.
For the world, I'm Alex Galifant.
Close our broadcast with more Chopin, performed by Lang Lang. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thank you for listening.